Well, good morning, saints and friends. It's another beautiful day that God has made. Let us rejoice and give him thanks for all that he has done. Our lesson today is entitled Micah, Speaking Truth to Power. Our Bible passage is 1 Kings 22nd chapter, 15th through the 23rd verse, and 26th through the 28th verse. For the last several lessons, we have learned about a number of prophets. We must also remember what God said regarding all the prophets of Israel that followed Moses. His words are found in Deuteronomy 18:20-22. They give Israel instructions on how to determine when a prophet is speaking the word of God and when they're not. His word also gives instruction on what is to be done when his children encounter false prophets. Micaiah, a prophet of God, was called by King Ahab of Judah to bear witness to King Jehoshaphat of Israel. Ahab needed to convince Jehoshaphat to join him in a battle to take back Gilead. Even though other prophets had already proclaimed victory, Ahab needed Micaiah to say what the outcome of the battle would be if they joined forces. Micaiah, with reservation, said that they would be victorious. Ahab sensed he was not being told the whole truth, so he asked Micaiah to tell him the whole truth. Micaiah told Ahab if they fought Aram, they would win the battle, but King Ahab would be killed in that battle, and the people of Israel would no longer have a leader. King Ahab was very upset at hearing this truth. He had Micaiah imprisoned and fed only bread and water until King Ahab returned. Ahab, as we know, was killed in the battle, and there is no mention of what became of Micaiah. What we can say is that Micaiah had the boldness to speak the truth to King Ahab, no matter the cost. He knew the words from his mouth were not his, but the truth from God. We see God's continued guidance through his prophets, as he gives them words of wisdom to guide his people. When they listen, we see prosperity, joy, and victory. When his word is ignored, there is destruction, captivity, and enslavement. We, here and now, are no different. He constantly speaks to us truth through his inspired holy word. He puts a human face to his word as we listen to God-given wisdom from our spiritual leaders and from our spirit-filled parents during our formative years. When we hear from heaven through their voices and apply it to our lives, we will not go wrong. But if we close our ears and hearts to his words, we will surely fail. Let us look to the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for allowing us to spend some time with you, learning more about your word and the way that you have made a way for us to learn more about you and to be guided in our lives and our day-to-day livings through your word and the various ways in which you allow us to hear your word, Father, and apply it to our lives. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for your word that has been placed in written form so that we can read it and devour it and digest it and place it inside of our hearts, that it will give us the food that we need to have to go forward, Father. We need that food for our growth, for our spiritual growth, for our family's growth, for our understanding, for renewing a commitment day by day, Father, to you from hearing what you have to tell us, Father, about what has happened and what will happen should we not do our lives and live our lives according to your word, Father. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for the ability to retain your word and recall it when it is necessary, Father. And we are thankful that as we do this, we can truly renew ourselves. You provide comfort. You provide understanding. You answer the deep questions in your word, Father. And we find it there as we search your scriptures. And we thank you, Father. We also thank you for your spirit-filled leaders that speak your words of truth into our minds, into our souls, as they tell us more about you and tell us how good you are and tell us all the benefits of following after you, after your pathways and your word, Father. You have placed it there and placed it in their hearts and allowed them to be able to interpret it and to help us to understand it and get a clearer picture of what you are and what you can mean to us, Father. And we thank you for that. And we thank you for them, Father. This morning, Father, we ask you to remember those who are in bereavement. We have people that have lost loved ones, and we pray, Lord, that you will continue to uplift them, support them, comfort them, give them what they need, Father, as they go through this time of loss, as this period of loss, Father. You say this will not last forever, but it is happening now, and we thank you, Father, that you are there in their presence, and we pray, Lord, that you'll continue to be in their presence as they go through this time, Father. We pray support to each family member, and we pray, Father, for those loved ones, the young people, the children, Father, that have given their love, their understanding, their compassion, and their comfort to their loved one, Father, as they have, as your word has said, if you honor your parents, you will be given long life. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless these children with long life, Father. And we thank you for them and what they have done. We pray, Lord, that you also remember those in our congregation that have that are suffering through long-term illnesses and short-term illnesses, Father. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to touch them in their bodies and give them what they need to continue to move forward, Father. We thank you for their longevity and for their witness as what can happen when they turn their lives over to you and follow you in their as their lead and their guidance. We thank you, Father, for that, Father. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless each member of our congregation as we worship together this morning in spirit and in truth, Father. We thank you for our pastor, and we thank you for her spirit-filled leadership that she shows to us, Father. We thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that you have placed within her, Father, that you stay with her and that you keep her strong and keep her steadfast, Father. We thank you for her presence in our lives and in our congregation, Father. We thank you for her, and we continue to pray, Lord, that you continue to strengthen and encourage her, Father, and keep her mind stayed on thee, Father. Keep her I know she can become and has become at times task weary. We thank you, Father. We ask you, Father, to continue to, when she needs to be restored, that you give her the restoration that she needs so that she can move forward in your name. We thank you, Father, for her, and we continue to pray for her well-being. We continue to pray for one another's well-being within this congregation and within the sound of my voice. We ask you, Lord, to give us this day. Forgive us all of our transgressions, each and every one of us, and even those that have transgressed against us. We pray, Lord, that we ask forgiveness for them. We pray, Lord, that your will be done in each and every situation, and we'll forever give your name the praise and the glory and the honor. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen. Have a blessed week, everybody. God is truly fantastic.